Welcome back to the Favorites Podcast, formerly known as the Super Contest Edition. Guess what? We're going to keep going, even though the Super Contest is over. We have found a myriad of creative ways to keep this party rolling. I am Chad Millman from the Action Network. Joining me on the other side of 2019, Mr. Blackjack Fletcher.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, vacation's over.
How was New Year's up on the hill in Greenwich?
Had some interesting experiences the past couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah? Tell me.
Well, my kids are older. You know, my kids are 15 and 12, and mm-hmm. we went away with them, and we went away with my sister and her kids are and her husband. She has 9-year-old twins and a 6-year-old.
Do you like her husband?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Okay. Love them both.
Just checking.
Desperately. I wish we lived much closer to them. And her kids are fantastic. But we've reached the age with our children where they just don't want to be with us at all. Mm-hmm. And my wife and I were commenting how, like, when we were growing up, sometimes we went away with our families, and the other parents, or like our parents, would bring a friend, like invite a friend to come on vacation. And we always thought they were just doing it to be nice. We realized that, like, we were probably miserable unless we had the friend, because our kids spent the entire time like texting with their friends, trying to be with mm-hmm. their friends. And then we get home and our younger son just disappeared for 24 hours on New Year's. Like, went to a buddy's for New Year's, decided to sleep over. The next day, it's like 5 p.m. and my wife and I are like, where's Owen?
Like, doesn't sound like the best parenting in the world.
I wasn't in any way, shape or form trying to lobby for Parent of the Year.
How were the Greenbergs on New Year's Eve?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What I decided was, when I got home, I said to Stacy, 2019, we're going to try kindness in this house. She goes, yeah, we might have gone too far in the sarcasm.
All right. Have you ever seen the movie The Campaign with Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis?
No.
No? All right, then this really won't land too much. I might have to get a video with one of your kids calling me dad.
Well, they might appreciate it.
Maybe. But, you know, we can work on our relationship for now.
We can. We totally can. So, listen, even though the Super Contest is over, we had so much fun doing this podcast. We're going to carry on the conceit. And we're going to continue.
Hey.
Listen, hey, I know.
Wait.
I know.
Wait.
What?
I love you.
I love you, too. Happy New Year.
I just wanted to let you know. You didn't have to yell at me.
So the regular season ended. I'm going to get to what we're going to do. The regular season ended. We had a nice little run there, and then we sort of fell off a cliff.
Sure did.
So our regular season record, we ended in the Super Contest 39-42-4. Mm-hmm. It's 48%.
Yep.
We were 2,072nd out of 2,800 people.
Mm-hmm. Poor showing on our part. Definitely a bad showing on our part. But silver lining, I had a great week 17, went 11-1. So great week for me personally.
Yeah, it did.
And also, PSA to all of you listeners out there who maybe want to get involved with gambling, but maybe people are telling you gambling's a problem, don't do it. It's an addiction. Don't get involved with stuff like that. Let Uncle Blackjack tell you, gambling works. Blackjack goes 11-1 this week. We don't do a favorites last week. So Saturday, Blackjack's going into the doctor. Turns out he's got pneumonia, walking around with pneumonia for weeks.
Blackjack is strong. Has Blackjack ever heard the story about Chad when he broke his back?
Heard it. Not impressed by it. Anyway. Blackjack's walking into a doctor's office. He gets a DM on his phone from a lovely young lady wanting picks for the week.
So she's a listener of the podcast.
A listener of the podcast, very astute listener because she knows Chad stinks, and came to me for picks. And, of course, I gave them because I'm a man of the people.
How do you know she didn't DM me for picks,
I'm a man of the people. Did she, Chad? Yeah, that's what I thought.
My DMs are my business.
We know what's in those DMs. So I give 5 picks. Turns out the picks go 5-0. 5-0. Because that's how I am. So I hear back from this young lady afterwards. And listen, let's just say that gambling gets the job done in more ways than one, if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Can you explain?
No. Ask your wife.
You listen, asshole, it's the year of kindness.
I just told you I loved you and you screamed at me. Also, you started that sentence with asshole.
Okay, you know what? You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to pull back. We're going to wipe the slate clean. We're starting.
2019, take two.
2019, we're starting over. You and I together.
Okay.
I had some famous friends over. I'm not going to name them. On December 29th. And a famous friend texted me. And he said,
who is this? Was this Barack Obama?
I need three picks for the Alabama game. I gave him three picks. I was kind of drunk. I wasn't even watching.
Good thing
the
you
game.
Didn't give him a bad beat.
I gave him the over. I gave him Oklahoma to cover the game. And I gave him Alabama for the first half. All three cashed.
How many of those bets you make?
None.
All right. Good job.
Blackjack.
Jed.
What did we learn?
What have we learned? Well, we've learned a lot this year.
Do you have something you want to show us?
Yeah, I do. I think we've learned a lot this year. Number one, next year we need to bet on more good teams.
I agree.
We bet on some real shit teams this year, and it didn't work out. One of those that we bet a lot on because of you was the Cincinnati Bengals. And I've got a little present for you to wrap the year up with your Bengals fandom. By the way, who interviewed Hugh Jackson today to be their head coach.
Isn't that amazing?
So this couldn't be more appropriate than right now. Hit it.
No.
Show me.
No.
The red rifle.
No. Chad.
Give
Chad,
me.
Chad.
Andy Dalton.
Chad. This is awful.
That Cincinnati sky. Burning in your eyes. You look at me, 14. Why's everyone so mean? Bedding's in my soul, like skyline in a bowl. They said lines on you that I can't deny. So when I wake up and don't know who to bet, every time Blackjack says no, Andy, it hurts. When Sunday comes and I don't know who to play, I'll always bet on Andy Dalton. Oh, yeah. I love betting red-headed quarterbacks, baby, yeah. Ooh. That is the release of my second hit single, I'll Always Bet on Andy Dalton, a reimagining, if you will, of Always Remember Us This Way from A Star Is Born, which, reminder, the Golden Globes, this Monday, January 6th. And you can find my breakdown of the Golden Globes on the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, or on the free app. Break it down so you can gamble on that, make money doing that. I've got you covered always.
So you wrote something.
I've written two articles today.
Hold on.
Two today, all right? Let's not go down this rabbit hole.
Hold on.
Shit
We're
stick.
Not, listen, I apologize. I apologize for making a snide comment. I didn't mean
but
to.
But you keep making them.
We're going into a new year. I've got to break old habits.
All right, can we go into a new segment?
All right, Blackjack, a couple of housekeeping. Number one, as people may know, we're doing a live podcast on January 28th. At Foley's in Manhattan at 6 p.m. That's 33rd and 5th. You got to sign up, people. We've had more than 100 people sign up, but we can fit more people into the bar. Go sign up, actionnetwork.com/favorites. You'll see me. You'll see Blackjack. You'll see Jeff Schwartz. You'll see Paula Duca. Scooch will make a surprise appearance somewhere, somehow. We're going to talk NFL Super Bowl. We're going to talk props. All that. Why are you looking at me? Why are you laughing?
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a spectacle, theater, gambling advice all in one.
It's going to be amazeballs. All right.
God damn it.
It's why they hate me.
It is.
Here is what we're going to do this season. All right, Super Contest is over, right? But we're still going to make five picks. You and I have to agree on five picks every single week. And then we are going to bet those games in order of confidence. We'll put real money down on these games. Most confident, we will put the most money down. Least confident, we'll put the least money down. Because we happen to have the championship game for college football plus the wild card this weekend, those are going to be the games that we choose from. Here we go. Indy at Houston. Houston is a one-point favorite. This line is moving. The total is 47.5. Indianapolis is a plus 104 on the money line. I got a very strong opinion on this game.
I have an opinion on it as well. I like the over.
Had not considered that.
I think we're going to see points here with these teams. The Colts have shown they can throw the ball really well and they can put points up. The Texans, while we give them credit for a good defense, and they absolutely have a good defense, they're 28th in the league against the pass. So the Colts don't run the ball a hell of a lot. They're going to throw it. I think we're going to see points scored. 47.5 in 2018, 2019 now for a playoff game. I like the total more than I like either side.
Can I interest you in a side?
Tell me why you like Houston.
I like Houston.
Uh-huh.
Number one, if you look at actionnetwork.com, when we do our power ratings, the biggest delta, meaning differential, between the current spread and our power rating is in this game. Mm-hmm. This game should be lined as Houston 3.5. It is now 1. That is a 2.5-point difference. I already liked Houston in this game. I think their defensive line is good enough to get pressure without blitzing.
Against that Colts offensive line. I know that Colts offensive line
is amazing. I also like them at home. I like Deshaun Watson. I like DeAndre Hopkins, who did not drop a pass
all year.
Also on actionnetwork.com, Ian Hartsitz did an amazing breakdown of every single matchup in the wild card and had that note in there. I feel like I'm getting the better team and going against the public because everyone is all in on what
people
Andrew
are high
did.
On the Colts. Yeah, people are high on the Colts. Have won 9 out of 10, but you know Houston's won. I mean, what, they've dropped 2 out of their last 12. I mean, yeah, you could talk me into that.
So let's do it.
I would go with Houston. I was available to be swayed on this game, and you've done it, Houston.
It's not the only thing you're available for.
Oh, he's gonna get some mileage out of this.
But I'm gonna be nice about it. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
I'm on your side.
Thank you.
This is me being nice. It's, you know, how I'd be nice.
Okay. What's next?
Seattle at Dallas. Dallas is a 1-point favorite.
All right.
Total is 44. Seattle's minus 105 on the money line.
I'm going to say it. Okay. I have been slowly coming to this point. I've been percolating, and I'm now at full brew. I like the Cowboys.
You're not the only one.
I like the Cowboys. The Seahawks, if you would have asked me a month ago, because we've known this matchup was going to be it for like 3 weeks, I would have been all over the Seahawks. But I'm on the Cowboys here, man. I think the Cowboys are one of those teams that we've been putting on the back burner for a long time. The defense is really good. The running game is very strong. And listen, I understand that the Seahawks are statistically the best rushing offense in the NFL, but in one game on the road, are we talking about the running backs that the Seahawks have, or are we talking about Ezekiel Elliott, who's now, you know, off a week's rest? I like the Cowboys in this spot. I just do. Dallas.
I feel like this season, one of the things I've been doing wrong is I will have an immediate bias in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be on that team from the beginning. And then come Sunday, when I've sort of had more of a chance to do a lot more research and think about things, I'll make some more bets. And I'd have to look it up, but I'm fairly
certain.
Those
usually work out.
I'm better percentage-wise on the bets I make Sunday morning than the ones I've been making.
I think
making.
You definitely are.
And my first instinct in this game was Seattle
Me
on the
too.
Money line.
Me too.
And I have been hearing more and more. You've said it. Stuckey, another Action Network genius, said it. See how I called him another genius, which would imply that
Thanks, Dad.
I was talking about you as well. I think Dallas might be the right side, too.
I think they are. They're at home. The offense, listen, for whatever we want to say about Jerry Jones trading a one to get Amari Cooper, it's changed the offense. I mean, it has changed their offense.
He hasn't played this well in
so,
4 years.
It's made Dak better. It's made everything better. And that defense is – those linebackers, man. Like, if they can stay healthy, Jalen Smith, and Leighton Vander Esch over the next decade. I mean, those two are going to be the best in football.
Fierce.
It's unreal how fast they are. I like the Cowboys here.
All right, well, here's an interesting dilemma. Do we like the Cowboys more than we like Houston? Is that our highest confidence pick?
Right now, I would say I have more confidence in Dallas, yeah. I would. I would. And I can't believe I'm saying that because Russell Wilson scares me and Jason Garrett scares me probably more. But Dallas has played really good football.
It's been hella hard to quit Russell Wilson in 2018. Is that why you think my kids don't talk to me?
You're probably trying too hard. Just be you.
That is me.
No, that's not anybody. We can figure the confidence out later. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to the next one. What else we got?
You're so demand, like you're so trying to keep this trains running here.
Somebody has to.
LA Chargers at the Baltimore Ravens. Los Angeles Chargers.
Don't do that.
The Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore minus 2.5. The total's 41. The Chargers are plus 120 on the money line. If we were in the Super Contest right now, you know what I would say? Pass. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I like the Chargers here on the money line. And I'm going to go one more. I also like the over. This total is stupid.
Stupidly low.
Stupid total.
You can convince me on the over.
Listen, these two teams played 2 weeks ago, okay? It was 22-10. But look at the game the Chargers played. It was the worst game the Chargers played all season, okay? Rivers throws a pick on the first possession of the game. Then they have the fumble by Gates when they're driving to score late in the game. That's two possessions that easily could have been points, putting them over this total and giving the Chargers a win. Second of all, the Chargers have now seen this Ravens offense for the second time in 2 weeks. That's an advantage to them. It's fresh in their minds. They've gotten to see it. They know what the Ravens are going to try to do. Rivers has played really, really well on the road this year. They're 7-1 on the road. This team played great on the road. I don't think they're going into this building and losing twice in 2 weeks. And I sure as hell am not looking at under a total of 41 in the NFL this year. No way.
You just convinced me of the over.
Awesome.
That's three. Three right now.
Yeah.
So we got it.
I like it.
Philadelphia Eagles at the Chicago Bears. My Chicago Bears.
Oh, I guess I know where you're going on that
Chicago
one.
Chicago Bears are 6-point favorites.
Really, first game I bet.
Really 5.5.
First game I bet.
This total is 41. Philadelphia is basically plus 200 on the money line. If it's the first game you bet, here's where I think you're going. I think you bet the Bears minus 5.5.
Nope. Other side.
I think you bet the Eagles plus 5.5.
You got it.
I'm surprised that you did that.
Here's why I'm not surprised.
Well, you're not surprised because you did it.
That's right, and I'll tell you why.
But I'm not saying that in a mean,
I gotcha.
Sarcastic
the,
way.
The Bears have played unbelievably well.
Your kindness.
And I like that they're at home. The defense has been great. The running game's been great. But we still don't know how much they trust their quarterback. And it hasn't been an issue for them because they've jumped on teams. This Philly team has overcome a lot to get here. This team was dead in the water 5 weeks ago. Dead. 4-6. None of us thought they were coming back to make the playoffs. All of a sudden, Nick Foles comes in, lights the world on fire again with the Eagles. It's a veteran group. It's a well-coached group. And it's a confident group. Chicago may well win this game, but this is too many points. I think the Eagles keep this close. I don't think the Bears are running away with a playoff game in their first playoff game for most of these guys, including their head coach.
Couldn't disagree more.
Okay. Why?
Number one defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about that for a second.
Yeah, because the Vikings were number one last year, and that didn't work out.
Number two. Nick Foles is playing, but he's not Nick Foles.
He's playing real well.
He's hurt.
He's got bruised ribs.
You ever done anything with bruised ribs?
Every day.
Number three, the Eagles secondary. Not good. Not good at all.
No, it's not. But the Eagles front four, very good. Going to be tougher for the Bears to run on.
The Bears offense is so dynamic.
It's dynamic because of Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard.
Well, what? That's like saying the clouds are in the sky because that's
no,
where they belong.
No, it's not the same because their dynamic playmaking abilities are based off of the ability to run. And I think they're going to have a tougher time against that Eagles front four.
I disagree. Their run game was shit this year. Believe me, Jordan Howard had 850 yards rushing. He averaged 3.6 yards per rush. He was down across the board from
so
everything.
So you're telling me their offense is dynamic because of Trubisky?
Finish. Their offense is dynamic because of the play calling and because of the scheme and the way they line up and the way they use Tariq Cohen in a variety of ways. That's what makes them dynamic.
Oh, I've missed you.
We're not going to agree on this game.
What do you think about the total? I still think this total's low. It's playoff time, baby. Points. 41. Again.
The Bears are not a team that's scoring, and I don't have a lot of faith that the Eagles are going to be able to put up big numbers against that Bears defense. Right. I just don't like it.
All right, well, let's go to the national championship game then.
Clemson versus Alabama.
All right, I have a theory on this game. Tell me what you think about this.
Talk to me.
Whatever side you want to take here, I think you take the money line. I don't like the spread. I don't like the number. If you think Clemson is going to keep this within six, fuck it. Let's go with them to win the thing at plus 200. And if you like Alabama, we saw last year you can get burned with the points because sometimes the teams keep it close with them. I think you lay the juice. I think the money line's the way to go here. And honestly, you could talk me into either side.
So the total, the money line right now is Clemson plus 198. The total is 59.5.
I would lean under in Clemson.
You know what my son would say right now?
What would he say?
Meh. Just to be mean to me, but I'm not going to do that.
No, you wouldn't do that.
It's the year of kindness.
That's right. Thanks, Dad.
Clemson money line.
I can live with that.
Boom!
I like what Clemson's got going. I mean, Alabama's been pushed a couple of times this year. They've been tested. Clemson hasn't. I mean, other than the Syracuse game when Trevor Lawrence was out for the first, you know, for the second half of the game, Clemson has just rolled. I mean, that team is so good on all sides of the ball. And Alabama, listen, what is there to say negatively about Alabama? But we did see, you know, Tua have a rough game against Georgia. I would lean Clemson at a plus 196. Like, how do you not take a shot at that?
All right, well, we got to rank these right now because we got to figure out, like, what's
isn't
the
that,
one we're
isn't
most...
Isn't that only four bets? You wanted five.
I thought we did the two... I thought we did...
We didn't take anything on the Bears-Eagles.
We didn't?
No.
Oh.
So we have four.
I thought we did one where we did an over and a side.
No, you didn't want to do that.
Oh.
If you want to take the Chargers and the over, I'm good.
So right now we've taken Houston at minus one. Mm-hmm. We've taken Dallas at minus one. We've taken the Chargers and the over.
Okay, well.
We've taken Chicago. We passed in Chicago and Philly. We took Clemson in the money line.
Hey, you want to get crazy and take the Chargers money line?
No.
No, you want those 2.5?
I'm not convinced on the Chargers.
But what final score do you see where those 2.5 are helping you? Can't really think of one.
I don't want anything to do with that game.
But you just told me it was one of the ones we're taking.
Taking the over.
Okay, so then we only have four.
All right, is that what you feel best about? Like, of everything we've discussed that is available, we have the over, the total in Indy Houston at 47.5. We have the total in Seattle Dallas at 44. The side or the money line in Chargers Baltimore. We have the total in Bears Eagles at 41. I will give the fifth pick to you. It will be our lowest confidence pick.
Over Texans Colts.
Over Texans Colts 47.5. All right, so that's where we're landing. That is, we're ranking them 1 to 5. 1 most confident, 5 mm-hmm. least confident. Our least confident pick right now is the over in Texans Indianapolis 47.5. That leaves our most confident I would do our next least confident pick.
Clemson.
Clemson plus six.
Yep.
That's four.
We're on the money line.
Three. Three is going to be the total in Chargers-Baltimore.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Two, so our second most confident pick.
I think it's Houston.
All right, I'll go Houston.
And then Dallas.
And then Dallas. All right, our most confident pick, the one we're putting the most money on, Dallas minus one against Seattle.
Wow.
Second most confident, Houston minus one against Indy. Third most confident, Chargers Baltimore over 41.
You got it.
Did we say over 41?
Over.
Over 41? No, that's the least confident.
No.
No. Fourth most confident is
Clemson.
Clemson
money line.
On the money line against Alabama. Fifth is Houston and Indy over 47.5.
That's it. We got it.
Boom! The Super Contest Podcast lives!
Kinda. Chad, isn't there something you want to tell people about that we're doing at the end of the month?
Later this month, we're going to do a live episode of The Favorites. It's going to be me. It's going to be Blackjack. It's going to be Jeff Schwartz. It's going to be Paul LaDuca. LaDuca and Blackjack are going to be tending bar. I'm not going to lie to you. We've already had more than 100 people sign up to come see this. But we want more people. We can fit more people. Sign up. It's January 28th at Foley's, 33rd and 5th in Manhattan at 6 p.m. Dan Revell might show up to beat the crap out of Blackjack.
Oh, God, don't
ActionNetwork.com/favorites. Go sign up. You can RSVP there. Get your name in there. Today someone emailed me from California and said, I'm making my flights. I just want to make sure I can get in. I emailed them back. I said, Tito, make your flights. We will make sure you get in. That was his name.
Nice. Nice.
Tito's coming. Tito booked a flight. He's coming with a friend. Two people.
Awesome.
How committed are you guys? Are you guys coming? Are you guys coming to see the live podcast?
It's going to be a show and a half.
Let's do it!
I can't tell you. It's going to be the best.
This has been The Favorites of the Action Network. We have shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, radio.com/TheActionNetwork, or wherever you get your shows. Until next time, Happy New Year, Year of Kindness, Blackjack Fletcher.
Love you.